Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe because I had her ass on mute. Hi, Sandy.
You're wondering, like, what the fuck?
I hope people heard me. Shit, wait a minute. Let me start over again. I opened up the energies today. I've been on this time talking. That was probably Joe Biden that saying, bitch. Look, I opened up the energies today with the world crashing with the new president, Kamala Harris, right? And I'm opening up the energies today of the death of niggas, because you niggas who don't get it are already dead in the coffin. You're already in the dirt. And the funny thing is that you don't even know how to be led with the spirit. You can't even see something in front of your face if it gouged your fucking eyes out. The energy in America is on whack because you motherfuckers just let someone steal the presidency right in front of your eyes. Even though what it is what it ain't. Even though it's what it is. Even though we get it. But you just been fucked up the ass with no Vaseline, by the words of Ice Cube. Sandy, what's the what's up?
Let me add that not only, well, niggas been dead for a long time, but and black folks too. But not only with Kamala, who's put a lot of black men in jail, with Joe Biden, who is the undercover Klansman, and it shows how stupid and ignorant black people are, and they're so predictable to vote for Joe Biden, even after he said, you're not black if you don't vote for me. Even though he said, Latin people, in a sense, not his exact words, but basically saying are superior to black people. You still voted
he
for
said
him.
It.
Even knowing that back in the 70s, this man he didn't want black kids to be bussed with white kids. He referred to black kids as creatures in the jungle or something to that effect. But you still voted for him. And it makes no fucking sense. But like I said, it's kind of a good thing that he got elected because of the simple fact, you know, black people, you're going to get what you deserve. Because you're thinking that he's a messiah and that he's going to bring you all
you
of this.
You ain't getting
already,
shit. You
even
ain't
though
getting
you
didn't shit. Already,
exactly. And so I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Kamala and
good for they ass. Good for they ass. Good for they ass.
Exactly.
Reagan was the worst president you can have, and he even got a fucking second term. That goes to show America ain't shit. There's a caller on the line. Let's see what the fuck they got to say.
Hello, Marion.
Good morning. This is Wayward.
Good morning. Hi, Wayward. Hi, Sandy. I just want to let y'all know I've lost all hope for the black community at this point. I can't believe it. I'm embarrassed. Those voting results, he had around 91% of the black vote. 91%. I lost my damn mind when I saw those percentages. I was embarrassed. I really thought black people were on game to the agenda, but apparently they're not. So I don't even know what to do at this point. I'm done.
Did you really believe? No, really. Did you really believe that black people wouldn't vote for him, though?
I thought our community had some level of intelligence. They literally voted for their own erasure. This country is going to be flooded with immigrants. You're not going to run shit. Everything's
exactly.
going to be given to white people, and Hispanics are going to team up against your ass niggas. Okay?
Exactly.
Why did y'all do that?
Exactly. Like, and I think what people don't understand is all black people understand is they see Trump as a racist. Right, but in actuality,
right.
What did he really do to black people that was racist? He said some shit, but what did he actually do? Joe Biden is a career politician. You see his record of what
yeah,
he's done
Kamala
against
to lock
black
all up.
People.
Watch.
So it's like
Kamala
you get what you deserve.
Uh-huh. Trump didn't even do that much to the black community like that. He didn't.
I'm laughing, okay? Because I told you niggas out there the what's up. I told you the what's up. It's a lesser of two evils. You know where fucking Trump is coming from, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And he was helping the black community. He was helping the black community because remember you did that other freaky tales about the Chinese pushing us out
yes.
and making it hard for us to uh-huh. rent and buy housing.
Yes, exactly.
He was doing work to push them out. He was trying to push
exactly.
them out, and he even did a bail. Do you know how dumb some of these niggas are? Trump did a bail. I forgot what it was called, but it was something. He was going to help black people get loans and grants for businesses. And you know what these Black Lives Matter motherfuckers said? They said, oh, it don't include Hispanics. I lost my damn mind, and they rejected
oh,
the bail. Like, that's how dumb some of these people are. Y'all have... I can't even believe it. I'm just shocked. And I know this is off topic, but this election, niggas have to be dragged for this. Y'all have lost your damn minds.
A black
you know,
people,
you're about
you
to destroy
are,
your
wait,
own
wait,
community.
Wait a minute, y'all. Black people, you are fucking canceled. Now.
Period.
You're canceled. Period.
They literally voted in their own erasure. You voted for your own fucking erasure.
Exactly.
This country is
exactly.
over. It's done. Black America is over.
Exactly.
It's done. It's a wrap. Period. It's done. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Exactly.
It's over.
Exactly.
But yeah,
and
I just wanted to call in and just do my therapy session because this is too much. This election made me lose my damn mind. I can't believe it.
That's what
I'm
it was
horrified.
Supposed to do. That's what COVID,
yeah.
keeping you shelter in place, keeping you masked up. It was supposed to make you lose your mind. It was a scam. It was a cold spell. This is the epitome of Aquarius energy in your face.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I was talking about. Thank you, caller.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Okay, bye.
Okay. And hey, I said ain't no sex fails, right? Well, guess the fuck what? Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, all the niggas have done anal sex fails. Don't get it fucked up. That's why, see, this makes me shift because you know I'm water, right? Here's
yes.
where I'm at with it.
We're going to go with the flow.
You're from San Francisco. I'm from San Francisco. You worked for the city and county for 20-something years. I work here for a hot minute like I fucking do. Then I get, you know, terminated like I usually do. Nothing new. But the bottom line is that if I'm telling you firsthand about a motherfucker who knows a motherfucker, niggas in San Francisco don't fuck with Kamala Harris because that bitch is evil as fuck and she locks niggas up. They don't fuck with her. That bitch right there was running for president. I'm going to say because she doesn't deserve respect. That bitch right there, okay, was running for president last year, and I just said this morning. How did you forget who she is? Y'all wasn't messing with her. This lets me, and this is such an embarrassment to black people. It goes to show that we are ass out and we're under a cold spell, a cold curse, a cold manifestation. We under ritual and we under ceremonial, I don't even know what I say, ceremonial fuck up shit. We are fucked up. And guess what? It's only a few of us. Wasn't I also talking to you yesterday about certain towns and cities that see niggas coming and be like, we don't want you because you a fucking liberal?
Yes.
Didn't I tell you about Colorado and all those other states that do not want liberals there? But didn't I also tell you it's bullshit because they sit up and did all this migration of motherfuckers, moving them around and sneaking them into cities like Arizona, like Pennsylvania, like Nevada, like these other states. And motherfuckers don't even know that they there. Let me really reevaluate that Chinese man that told that nigga, why you here? I am a racist. Because you're a fucking liberal, nigga.
Yeah.
You're a liberal. You just voted for your slave master, bitch. You just voted for someone to not to give you what you need in America, which is fucking owed to us. Gavin Newsom now gets what the fuck he wants after he crashed California. Now he got his pappy up in there with his auntie, Pelosi. Now California gets what the fuck they want. Now they will. Now
you mean
Lindsey Graham gets what she wants.
You mean you mean the immigrants. You mean the immigrants.
Oh.
The Latins will get what they want. The undocumented will get what they want. Everyone will get what they want except for everyone will get what they want except for black people.
Us.
Everyone, and that will always remain the case. But what makes me angry is that you have black people who are so brainwashed and conditioned into believing that being democratic is your savior, and it's not. And the thing is, it's a curse for us. It's a curse because when we do go try to live in certain communities, we're not wanted there because of we're deemed as being liberal or democratic, and
just to interrupt you really quick. My 12-year-old just ran up here talking about Joe Biden has been elected president. He gave the gas face like If you got a fucking 12-year-old getting it, motherfucker, what the fuck is wrong with you? I need some Crown Royal right now. I need some Crown Royal right now.
I need it. I need
Talk,
an
Sandy. Go ahead.
I
you
need
did.
But look, I just
because you know what? Because it makes me so angry. One, like I said, I kind of wanted it to happen because it'd be this is what you get. This is what you deserve. Now we're going to see how they really feel about you. But what also makes me angry is the fact that you had Ice Cube, you had all these different people. Yeah, they're celebrities, but you had them talking about Trump. But Ice Cube, niggas got angry with Ice Cube for talking to Trump. But Ice Cube, and y'all better quit fucking with Ice Cube. Ice Cube has been about black people ever since he was in NWA, okay? And he actually went to Trump, had a meeting, to try to get tangible. Who else has tried to do that? No one. But they had niggas had the audacity to want to cancel Ice Cube. But more so this fucking millennial because they don't have any fucking sense.
Here's where I'm at with it. To the real reals, Negroes that get it. The real indigenous people that get it. You ain't canceled. You get it. Do your work. Do what you do.
Yeah. You're going to have to do some work now because you got these two in.
Ah, and not only that, you got to protect your black sons because they're going to incarcerate them, you dumb fuck. We told you about Kamala Harris. We told you about Joe Biden. He was part of that Clinton three-strike shit. He told you who he was in the fucking 70s. We told you about that bitch Kamala. Willie Brown told you about that bitch Kamala.
Yes.
Everybody told you about that bitch Kamala. There's been articles about her being a cutthroat-ass female. You motherfuckers are stupid. And you're stupid because you do not calculate how in the fuck did she even make it there. She made it there because she bent over and had a whole bunch of feces swimming out that fucking ass. Fuck that shit. This whole presidency been on feces. Presidency feces. Talk about anal sex ritual. Feces. Shit. This is shit. Niggas, you just been fucked in the ass. Ain't no sex. You like it. You love it. You wanted the ritual. Now eat it. Eat it like the fucking Puerto Rican men who like to stick their dick up in women's asses and then take that dick out and have them eat the feces off the dick. That's what the fuck you just did.
Yeah, and you're going to be doing it for 4 years.
Huh.
Wait a minute.
They're going to do it for 8 years.
Let's remember, Kamala, Joe Biden going to have to watch his fucking back because Kamala is a fucking backstabber. Because like I was telling you, when Terrence Hallinan, now people from the city or Bay Area may know who Terrence Hallinan, he was a DA in San Francisco. And when he was DA, as a favor to Willie Brown, he brought Kamala into his office. Kamala backstabbed him and ended up running against him and became DA. So she is a sneaky, conniving, unethical, just not forget about them ethics charges you also got against her, too, back in the day.
Ethic charges.
All right, let's not forget about,
ethic charges. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this for a moment because, you know, I'm going to go to the left because I'm motherfucking water. Now, I'm going to bring up some shit about your fucking deposition. See, they was up here trying to dig dirt on you, talk about you, say what you ain't, what you is, what is what. Then brought away with Renegade Witches blog trying to ask what spells is being used. Nah, bitch, I need to know what the fuck Kamala Harris is using. If she got corrupt charges, if she got all this shit, shit, do I need to bend over and get fucked in the ass and get feces energy out there? But you so worried about what the fuck Sandy doing, but you got a whole bitch that's a president? Please.
Yep.
You got a whole bitch as a president? You got a motherfucker. Wait a minute. Let's get fucking better. You got motherfuckers still trying to sue you on some fucking bullshit. First it went from $800,000. Then it went from $500,000. Then after that, you went and connected the dots and said, hey, are you niggas all together? But you niggas can't connect the dots on this simple A, B, C, and D?
Basically.
Principalities ass shit.
Basically.
Huh. Let's talk anal sex. You just been fucked. Y'all just been fucked up. And let me say this for a moment. I've been raised Democrat all my life. I've been liberal all my life. Okay? My mother, grandmother, everybody liberal. So you would think, why is she talking like this? Because I see what I see, and I know what I know. And I had to get out of the spirit of Aquarius to see truth and just see it as a slate and understand motherfuckers are motherfuckers. But I'm also not stupid. When I see certain energies with Trump and what the fuck he was doing, I get it now. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, you shit. Know. Now, that's why I said, now you got fucking immigrants ready to stomp their feet right back up in America, bitch. But let alone our own ancestors couldn't even stomp their fucking feet up in the fucking America. They didn't get their shit in the fucking America. Then the indigenous people, which is our people, didn't get their fucking shit in America. So how in the fuck is everybody else going to stomp their feet up in America? Fuck that shit.
You know what? My family has always voted Democrat, too. And I just did it because I just, you know, you just conditioned to do that. And not until, you know, when I got married and being married to, because we talked about this, too, how Latins have a tendency to vote Republican. And I remember my ex-brother-in-law, he's a staunch Republican, right? And the more I got, you know, being married, and I kind of see their, you know, their, the way of thinking and their explanation for being a Republican. And my views started to shift because of the simple fact that, you know, my father owned a business. My father was a businessman. And what it really comes down to is Republicans are about business. They're about not spending money, but making money, keeping money, growing wealth. And I could get with that. I can understand that. And not only that, some of the ideology of what they believe, I share those beliefs. The older I got, I started to, you know, I could relate to it. It made sense to me. And seeing so many Latin people here in California, and I think it started with my mother when she would try to get stuff. And I'm like, you were born and raised here, and you can't get shit. You paid into the system, and you can't get shit. But there's all these motherfuckers that are coming here, and they're just throwing shit at them. They can get any fucking thing that they want. And that caused me to get really angry. And it's like, I don't agree with this liberalism shit because it doesn't benefit us. It doesn't benefit
Trump
black
was just
people.
Set
it
up.
It,
he
was
set up.
But people don't see and people don't see
and
that.
And I'm down, and I'm down for my black people, but I have to call it out. He was set up like a motherfucker. They set him up with COVID. They set him up with all this encampment shit. And this shit had been going on already beforehand. COVID was in there way before even Obama. So they just set that man up. My whole thing is this: right is right, wrong is wrong. And my whole thing is fair. But, of course, nothing is fair in America. Nothing is fair in the government.
No.
Again, this is not a government. This is business. Okay?
Yeah.
But what I will say is there needs to be a revolt. And what I mean revolt is revenge, redemption, revolting. Where
you know that's not going to happen.
Where the waywards at? You niggas talk. Where you waywards at? You niggas speaking.
You know niggas have, do a bunch of talking and that's
you
it.
Have... That's true. But you have your – his own Republicans wanted him out. That goes to show the cutthroat mentality. You didn't like that man that much. You wanted him out. The Republicans wanted him out because he was actually doing his job. He was his job.
But what needs to be looked at is let's talk about black people. Why would black people want him out? That's what I want an explanation of, because it makes no fucking sense. Is it because in your eyes he's viewed as being, because he's politically incorrect, because he says what the fuck he wants to say? Because he hasn't really demonstrated anything.
Here's where I'm at with it. And people could be mad with me. I don't give a fuck. They're tying it back to, what is it, the late 80s, early 90s, to the young men who were incarcerated. And he put, and remember when he first was running, I was even like, he's a racist because of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
In addition to, we got these kumbaya niggas tethering together, singing "Oh My Papa" from Gomer Pyle and shit. Some of y'all too young don't know about that. And sitting up singing, you know, "We Shall Overcome" and shit by Martin Luther King, and rocking back and forth and saying the brown people, the Asian people, we people of color, this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you have this mentality out here, instead of us being self-sufficient with ourselves, black people, we're being self-sufficient with everybody else. The Latin people have their own communities, their own thing, the Asians, the whites, everybody, but they have enough of kumbaya energy that they are cohesive. We're not. We're in encampment. We're getting pushed out. We don't get the job. We got to go through ring around a rosy to get any financial anything to own a business. We got to suck dick, lick ass, and bend over and eat feces to get any fucking thing. We are not in a good state. We are weak. You got bitches too busy trying to tell me if I'm saying, what's that word I used to say about white people? Weak DNA people, or if I'm talking about brujas, and I'm saying, hold on, we're not brujas. Let the Latin people have their own energies with that. We are this, but you get a bitch want to tell me, well, you look like this and you got this in you. You bitch, fuck with this. What the fuck? What the fuck you saying? What it comes down to is I'm black first, and I'm going to be concerned.
Black people are Captain Save-A-Hoes for every fucking race except for their own. And black people need to be selfish. We need to be selfish as a race, because and that's problematic. It's problematic.
We're not even selfish in ritual. No, hear me out. We're not even selfish in ritual. Haiti need their ass kicked. Because all the politicians were going to fucking Haiti, getting work done. They was, and Haitians was doing the work right in front of their fucking eyes, where they could pick up all the work, do it, them fucking says, we don't need you anymore, fucking Haiti, but what we will do for you, Haiti, is steal your eyeballs and shit and corneas. The bottom line is this. They went over there to fucking Africa. They done pimped out Africa like a motherfucker. Africa is nothing but spilling feces and ass juice everywhere, so they can fall in the ass and wearing diapers. No, let's speak real and let's speak motherfucking right. Motherfucking America ain't shit. We got niggas over here wearing weave, ponytails, fingernails, all this shit. And you can't even sit up and properly vote or have an objective? Fuck that. We're ass out. But
we can't even have a voice.
No, but everybody feeds off of our plate, then eats all our food, and we're left with nothing. But everybody is selfish. Everybody want to black people want to include everybody in every fucking thing. I don't, because I have to be selfish for my people and for me. Then I can talk to you. Let me tell you something. This may be some fucked up advice, but this is what I told my son. Because you cannot really tell people who to love, right? But what I did tell my son is, you know who in the fuck you are first. You know who you are in your culture, your spirit, everything, before you go fuck around with a white girl, fuck around with a Latina, fuck around with an Asian. Know who you are, because what's happening, and remember I told you this. I said it's very interesting when black women go practicing their energies and their vibration. Niggas got a lot to say. What you doing? Right?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, then I start seeing niggas out there now with white girls practicing wicked, practicing paganism, practicing IFA, practicing all this other shit, but when it came to us doing it, you downed us, but you get with them, right? You're right. So then it sits up and puts basically cream in the coffee. it lightens it up. So now America is whooping us in our asses, not in, not out, not on, in it. Ain't no sex, bitch, fails. They fucking us up. They showing us who we are. Do you know, I recently looked at this Lifetime movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it has Vivica Fox and Vivica Fox's daughter, two black women. Vivica Fox is up there rendezvousing with someone that was a white Latin. Her daughter was rendezvousing with someone that was a white Latin. They show in America, niggas, we need you not to fuck with yourself. That's a spell within itself. Because when you had the black woman and the black man together, okay, there was an energy and vibration. There was a magic. But if we bring in all these other people, make your men whatever gay, feminine, moisture mixed niggas, make the women masculine, self-sufficient, don't have a husband, don't have anybody. Be desperate for anything. This is America. That's a spell. That's a curse. They tell you believe in Jesus. Be a Democrat, liberal. If someone slaps you on one side, you let them slap you on the other side. It is evil to be selfish. It is evil to speak the truth. Mm-hmm. It is evil to have hatred. It is evil to have a dislike.
Mm-hmm.
It is evil to be a glutton. It is evil. That's black America. We ain't shit because we believe all that shit. Now everybody else is on top of our back. Kamala Harris is not black, y'all. She's with a whole white man with two white children that are not hers. She lied in the beginning and said she was black, then turned next thing we know she's Indian.
Her birth certificate says white.
Who voted for them? Who voted for them?
Dumb niggas.
I'm embarrassed. I told you. That's another reason why black people do not get respect. Because we don't have a bit of sense.
I bet you
the Asian community did not vote for Joe Biden. I bet you
no,
hear the call.
They're business people. They're about saving their money and making wealth.
Just a moment. I'm going to pick up this caller.
Okay.
This is Wayward.
Hey, Wayward. It's Courtney. How you guys doing? I'm just saying.
Good.
I'm
how you doing?
That question. I'm all right. How y'all doing this morning? It's a lovely day. I'm
good.
Cooking eggs. But that question you just asked, who voted for her? I want to know. I don't know who voted for them because a lot of people in my age range around 32 to about 36, 37, we didn't vote.
Mm-hmm.
Who were we voting for? I mean, we didn't have a candidate to vote for. And the people keep saying the lesser of the two evils, but I really want to know who went out and voted and who actually sent back in these mail-in ballots. Like, who are these people? And then
I'm
my thing is so many people showed up to go get Donald Trump out, but those same people allowed him to get in. I'm confused. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm with you. I'm trying to figure it out. Please help me. Please help me. Lord, just help me. I don't know.
I'm trying myself, and I'm trying to ask the spirits, what the hell?
Seriously?
And
let's let you know, can you please make a video about it, explaining what they said, because I'm confused over here.
You know,
we're all
quiet
right now. Because, you know what, I'm thinking, you're talking about the spirits, and I always say, everything that happens is spiritual. And there's always a lesson. There's always a lesson. And the thing is that black people keep walking in the same curse, same spell, the same behaviors. We're not learning.
Yes.
We're meant to learn. And the problem is, actually it's not, it is our problem. The problem is when you have other cultures that are connected spiritually and put spirit first and they're not wavering and they know what their practice is, they know what their traditions are, and they practice them relentlessly.
Mm-hmm.
But black people do not. Black people are all over the place. You have black people that are Christians, you have black people that are Jehovah's Witnesses, you have black people that are pagans, Wiccans, Santeria under Latin, not African. Their own energy. If we're not learning what we need to learn, we're going to keep suffering.
Right.
Because of the
she has
fact
a question.
She
has a question.
Before I joined the military, I used to hang around with this Mexican family. And I didn't know much about the customs or much of, you know, just respect what they do and just leave it at that, right? But one time I saw the mother put an open egg in a bowl under the bed. And I wasn't sure what it was for. But the baby or one of her kids was sick or something. And I wasn't sure what it was for, but I just respected you and went with it. You know, I'm like, hey, whatever y'all do, respect. But they, you know, they're Catholic, but the egg under the bed, I'm like, was that in the Catholic religion? So, you know, it's just something I wanted to bring up. I just, you know. Yeah, I never understood what that meant, but it's like they understand what's going on. We are so totally like caught up in the matrix. We've allowed all these other cultures to steal our swag and then sell it right back to us. I'm confused.
I'm just saying.
But that's all I'm going to have to say today, ladies. I'm going to let y'all go ahead.
Okay. Thank
you know,
you.
Marinate on that.
Thank
y'all have a great day.
You
Bye.
Too.
But Marion, I think that black people will continue to suffer because we're not learning the lessons that we need to learn. And if our ancestors came here and they endured and suffered and were tortured and mutilated and killed and fought to stay alive, and we basically spit on all that they've been through because we're not productive people. You know, we're not spiritually connected. We don't use them. We don't talk to them. We don't venerate them. We don't do anything with them. And
something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I'm going to take this caller, but I'm going to say something. Something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hi, caller.
Hey,
this is Wayward.
This is Devon tapping in from Cleveland. Just wanted to touch on, like, a couple of things real quick. So the first thing, it's a show on Netflix. It's called Ratchet with Sarah Paulson. It's like a spinoff American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all was talking about politicians, and y'all made me think about something. I think people should go back, and I think it's the second or third episode where Sarah Paulson and Ratchet, she's a lesbian, spoiler, and her and the lady that she was dealing with went to go meet a politician in the bar. And it's something that he said that really stuck out to me. And he said they was coming to him, like, playing something or whatever. And he told them, he was like, basically in so many words, like, I'm not a politician, I'm a showman. Like, this is a game. So anything morally and ethically, it all goes out the window. He's basically telling you what it is. And I think that in that very episode that they were basically displaying what the role of politicians are. In that show. And people need to go back and look at that. Second thing, about the anal sex and stuff like that. So, I mean, we all know, like, the spirituality and about the cum and everything else. But just for, like, 2 seconds, let's look at the scientific aspect and really get into, and you can, anybody listening on this show, you guys can look this up for yourself. Anybody knows that when somebody comes in you, it never leaves, you know, and it goes deeper than, oh, it's the spirit inside of you, but that never leaves you. So that cum goes through your blood vessels, your brain. I mean, it literally stays in your body. And I think that that's something that people need to research further, not only the spirituality, which is important, but the scientific aspect. And you just have to be careful. You're just always fucking people raw or doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you just have to realize the actual fact that the fact of the matter is cum never leaves your body. So that's just something to think about. But
okay, thank
that's
you.
It. That's all I want to say, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to pick you back on what he was saying. The first thing I'm going to say before I cut you off is this. This morning, it was raining hard. And I was looking like, oh, shit, because yesterday it was dark and it was raining a little bit. But it's raining hard. Then I heard the thundering and lightning. I said, ooh, oh, yeah, and I'm always going to connect spiritual. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? And I'm just hearing the rumbling, boom, 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 which ties in if we're going to talk Orishas and the folkloric energies of Chango and all that. Boom, and the wind was blowing yesterday. The doors were slamming. It was angry, right? Now, to see today, which is the 7th of November, 11/7/2020, they purposely announced this shit today, the day of what's supposed to Saturn, the energies of Satan. Then you tie in the 11, 7/11. 7 and 11, that is a ritual number. 2020, you got 40, there you have 2, you have the energies of 2, and then after that, you have what? Then you have the number 11 again, because if you go 7 + 2 and 2 is what? It's 11, 11, 11, okay? So what I'm saying to you guys, you got to look at the day, the number system, and the time. In addition to, look at that he got 273 votes. So then you got 21. Then you have the number 10, which is a hierarchy number. Then you have, of course, the number 2. Then you have the 2 times 3, which is what, 6. So you have to start to look at the number system that's within this, okay? So the bottom line is that everything that happened from the time that they announced it, from the date that they announced it, from the day they announced it is what it is. But guess what? The spirits knew before it happened. And the spirits were already angry. And if we got weather, elemental energy shifting and changing and angry, that means the black ancestors are angry. This is not right. I remember it used to be a saying, if the day of the funeral is sunny out, that means it was meant to happen. But if it rained, that means it wasn't meant for that person to die. Okay? What I'm saying to you is raining here. It wasn't meant. It was forced energy. You guys don't understand that. What I'm saying to you, if I go to folkloric, if I go to customs, and if I go to energies and I understand what it is and I understand rain and what the spirits are saying, the spirits, and now I got to tap back into my Native American indigenous. I have to understand that energy. And what I'm saying is that the way it was thundering and storming and pushing and dark, it started being dark yesterday because the rituals were done yesterday. Then it tapered into today. Numbers, days, times, weather, elemental. Our ancestors are angry as fuck. That man and that woman and the energy wasn't supposed to happen. That means that they're trying to let us know there's something shifting, okay? What was also I'm going to address from what the caller was saying, that he said it's a show called Ratchet. I've never seen it, but he said that basically politicians are actors. That is true, because matter of fact, The actor from the Five Heartbeats, the light-skinned brother, is the one that was coaching Obama. Okay?
What?
To be the president. The actor from the Five Heartbeats is the one that was coaching Obama to be the president. So Obama is nothing but an orchestrated actor. London Bree, the mayor of San Francisco, why in the fuck is she so connected? What was that shit with Jamie Foxx? Was he teaching her how to be the mayor because she's a weak bitch and she don't know how to be a mayor? I'm just saying, I'm just talking. And what I mean by weak bitch, I ain't explaining shit. Let it marinate.
She a thug from the OC Projects, and she running San Francisco like the OC Projects.
What I'm saying is, what was the real reason that Jamie Foxx came out to fuck with London Bree during the time of Black Lives Matter? So these politicians are being taught to be politicians because they're not real politicians. They're actors and they're orchestrated. Like, you know, Reagan, like Schwarzenegger. But not saying all that. There are plenty of actors who run for government, but you got to relook. So this is all a game. This is all an Aquarius. This is all an act. So who in the fuck coached Joe Biden? Who in the fuck coached Kamala Harris when she decided to do a bibbidi bobbidi boo in them fucking Timberlands and thought she was the shit? What nigga taught her to be a nigga when she's not a nigga? I'm just talking. What nigga went taught Joe Biden to speak nigga talk and he not a nigga? It's all a game. We ain't seen Joe Biden talking like that when he was in the office with fucking Obama. Okay, so let's really look at politics. This was all a game. Trump, I don't care the way you look at it, he's a Gemini. I don't even know. Oh, I'm just saying, he may not leave the office. Who knows?
He's not.
Gemini's war. They war. But are they trying to take him out? Is that what that pre-energy was in The Simpsons, to take him out, but in death?
Mm.
I'm just talking real. I'm not making threats. CIA, FBI, EBT, ABC, don't come over
shit.
Here. What I'm saying is, let's start to look at what it is and what it ain't. But what I'm saying is that in looking at these energies and what the fuck is going on, this is all a game. It's all an act. That's all it is. Let's go further. He just said, and basically in biology terms, or we will say in scientific energy, sperm sits in your body. That is absolutely correct, and it is a difference and how it enters and how it affects each person, from oral sex to vaginal sex to anal sex. It all depends how it manifests within the energy. Furthermore, remember I said that all of that is called the Isis effect. I keep telling you guys about the Isis effect and intertwining of energies that do not leave, which also includes women who sit up and have sex with men who end up becoming fatal, who end up, you know, be like, I want to be with, or have children, and them energies are still connected. Anal sex is very serious because it intertwines a various of energies that, of course, that sperm remains in one body, but at the same time, how does it affect you? And not only that, each sperm has a different effect. Now let's talk anal sex and sperm. It pushes an energy. okay? Because that's why sperm comes in all different textures, smells, tastes, bitter, not bitter, no taste, some strong smells. Maybe you shouldn't be fucking that nigga. You'll be like, what the fuck? Sometimes it's clear. Sometimes it's, well, I'm just talking.
Sometimes it's cloudy.
There you go. You can tell when a nigga on dope. Okay? I'm just talking. You could tell if a nigga drank a lot. You could tell a healthy nigga. But all that energy is in you. That's why in some cases they use rituals. They use anal sex as a ritual because it changed the dynamic of a person. Rihanna. People been talking about Rihanna for a minute. Anal sex transformed her. See, people sit up and talk about, well, this, that, mountain. Yeah. But at the same time, people been talking about that asshole of hers, that rectum, because many a dick's been up in that. The same thing they were talking about with Kamala Harris. Many dicks been in that. I'm talking across the board. I'm not giving a fuck if you gay, hetero, whatever. I'm talking about anal sex as a whole. I don't give a fuck about that. I give a fuck of the effect. Here's a caller. I'm going to take this person. This is
Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was calling because the whole anal sex thing, even like how you were saying before, even people who were not into it before are into it. And like, for example, like myself, I was with a Haitian guy, and it was weird because I was like, why would you be into something like this? I didn't realize it was like a ritual, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And you have to enjoy that ritual. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy it?
No. No, I did not.
Mm-hmm.
No. And then another thing, too, I was going to ask you about even having sex during menstruation. Isn't that also a ritual as well?
Yeah.
It is a ritual. Absolutely.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you something. It's a ritual.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
You know what I'm going to do? Just for you bringing that up, I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about that ritual with period blood and what happens, because that's a whole other energy. That's not even
right, the
short of it. But how about this? I'm going to give it to y'all like this. How about the mixture of blood and semen together in the ass? That's a ritual.
God damn.
Yeah.
But you know what, and this probably is another show, because I don't know if there's a lot of black guys that like to have sex when women on their period, but I know white dudes do, and they like to have oral, too, when you're on your period, depending on the guy. And that's a whole nother conversation.
Okay. It just seems like everybody's, like, into different things now, and it's just kind of weird, you know? So, and then you're like, well, you know, let me just try it out. You think that you're being a prude or something, but it's not enjoyable, you know? And then when you realize it's a ritual, then you're kind of upset about it, you know what I'm saying? Jeez.
I tried it, and it didn't go very far because this shit hurt. And that was when I was married, and I was like, okay, well, let's try it, but it didn't, that shit hurt, and I'm like, nah, I'm cool,
yeah.
But there are a lot of men that really like having anal sex, and it's like, I don't get it, I don't understand it, I mean, yes,
I don't get it either,
there's no pleasure in it for women.
Yeah,
but
the vagina was made for it, and the vagina lubricates itself. So it's like, what's the point, you know, of doing anally if you have a vagina right there, you know what I'm saying?
Right, but there's a lot of women that actually love anal sex, and I don't get it, because it's like, well, but what are you getting out of it? Are you actually getting pleasure from it? And I've heard a lot of women say they do actually get pleasure from it. So I'm like, okay, well, if that works for you, then that works for you.
Wow.
Right. But what are the potential repercussions of it? That's the thing, you know? So
a lot.
That's
a lot.
The problem with it. Yeah. Jeez.
Well, thank you, Carly.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. It's something very interesting she said, and I'm going to talk about the industry for a minute. Then you wonder why there's a lot of lesbians and dyking going on. If you're so busy trying to get into the industry and you've just been a pass-around hoe, but part of you being a pass-around hoe is bending over getting fucked in the ass. And what happens is that at some point that causes a psychological, how can I say, a psychological warfare with you, and it fucks up your head, okay, that you end up being saying, okay, fuck that shit. It's more than vaginal. It's getting fucked anal too and being under ritual. So when we look at people, I'm just talking, when we look at people like Mary J. Blige or Lil' Kim or even someone, and I gave them out, or black women who are under ritual, and then you wonder why they're like undercover lesbians and so on, because they've been ran through by men, and a lot of times anally, all because of ritual. Dorothy Dandridge, just to bring her back up, she had all that white dick up in her ass, not black dick, all that white dick fucking her in her ass. Okay? And then bestiality came into play. And one has to understand, this is not a normal act. I'm going to surround it with black women. White women get down, even some Latinas, even Mexican chicks. There's that whole donkey thing with a donkey dick in a woman's ass. There's that whole thing my son showed me with a fucking horse dick up in, sticking it up in a man's ass. And then I seen all that shit. Bestiality is also connected to anal sex, okay? Why don't you think even sometimes you see, like, you see energies fucking animals in the ass and doing all that shit because it's all ritual. But when you loop that shit back around to black women, in many ways, it fucks with our head. Not everybody fucking like anal sex. But it's also a masculine energy. It's masculine, okay? It's not really to be used as a feminine energy, but let alone it's under ritual. And the bestiality of it's connected to really animal sex, okay? Not only from the Greeks, not only from the Roman, but it's also, I call it farming, fucking animals in the ass. Now you wonder if you now think about what your brother said, ejaculating in the animal. What are you creating?
Oh God.
A lot of Middle Eastern men do that shit. Get caught all the time fucking donkeys in the ass. So you can imagine what rituals principalities go through just to be. What the fuck did Kamala Harris do to be? So, you have any last words, Sandy?
Fuck y'all niggas.
that's my last part.
And good luck the next 4 years. You better get your spell work right.
Whew. This is Where's Renegade Witches Blog Kit. It's up when you want some real motherfucking work done. And, of course, lessons are coming up on the 16th through the 30th for tarot reading. And maybe I'll tarot this and say, niggas are canceled. But the bottom line is, I'm done. You know what? I'm done.
I'm a white woman now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Now she didn't put herself
woman.
Under the spell of the white woman.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm riding my white in the chest right now.
Oh, my gosh.